It was so bright that it hurt my eyes. I was idly attempting to examine the Luna Maria, the plains once thought to be seas, when I felt a sudden and fundamental jolt in the earth. I found myself lying on my back, on the hard ground with no memory of having fallen, but I had no interest in how I had come to be in that position, for I was concentrating on the profound, aching, rusty reverberation that I could still hear and feel. The jolt itself had lasted only for a moment, but the dull ringing aftermath, a sound almost too low for the human ear, seemed to be so horribly revealing. Like some vast echo location device, it measured out significant dimensions, surfaces and materials. It implied depths, heights and volumes. It all seemed to offer a sudden insight into the universe around me. I was convinced it was that momentary, revelatory understanding that somehow allowed me the brief glimpse beyond the curtain of darkness, into and beyond the night sky I knew and had taken for granted. It was as though the great and complex mechanism that held everything in its